Welcome back to the Focus program. Focus is presented by RoofMax, the safe, easy, proven alternative to expensive asphalt shingle roof replacement. Ask Ben how RoofMax can help you at askbenhow.com. Again, that's askbenhow.com or by calling 989-859-6751. So it's Matt Flan here with the Great Lakes Bay Regional Alliance filling in on today's episode of Focus, joined by my friend Tara Welch with the Rock Center for Youth Development. And before the break, we started talking about, I don't know how we got here. I always kind of laugh. It's almost summer and yes. School is almost done. I don't know how. I think maybe, Tara, as I get older, I feel this way. Either one of two statements. One, either time is a thief, or kind of that saying, the days are long, but the years are fast. Mm-hmm. And here we go. We're here for summer, which means a giant summer for you guys at The Rock, summer programming, summer camps, et cetera. Yes. What is going on this summer with The Rock?
So summer programs are back in full force. We are ready. We've been lesson planning. We've been so excited to welcome all the kids back. And we're doing 7 weeks of programming at Delta College. This will be our second year doing all of our programming at Delta. And we just really love this partnership because we partner with all the different departments on campus. We're exposing the students to what a university and college could look like for them, whether they want to, you know, go all the way and get a PhD, or maybe they want to do a skilled trade certificate. We really open up those doors for our students so they can really start exploring here in our hometown.
So what does that last time we talked about what a monthly investment looks like? What does a monthly investment look like for a summer?
Okay, summer is a little bit different.
I was thinking you might say that.
Summer's different. So it's $150 for a whole week. We operate our program from Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we actually provide breakfast, lunch, and a snack for every kid during our summer program. So it's a really, really wonderful way to invest in your child and make sure they have a really positive, productive experience. Now, when I say 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., we do recognize that those drop-off and pick-up times could vary a little bit, so I don't want that to deter anyone from wanting to sign up. If you can't drop off until 9 or 10 o'clock, well, that's okay. And if you want to pick up at 5:30 maybe instead of 6, like, we are very flexible with our programs. There will be specific days when we do field trips, though, that we'll want to work that out. But we really want to be available for our families and be flexible for them so they can make sure that their kids have the best experience possible.
So for those who are listening and thinking about doing this, where do they go to sign up?
They're going to go to our website, which is therockc4yd.org, and you're going to see a green box on there that says summer camp registration or summer camp sign up, and you're just going to click that box. When you look at each week of our camps, every week is themed. So we have the weeks are themed out with content and fun, and it's just it's really cool what our team leads have planned. So just a couple of them that I'm particularly excited about. We have a week called Stardust Theater Project, where they're going to create their own plays. And what's really cool is Delta allows us access to their auditorium. So they will act out their plays themselves right on stage.
Oh, it's such a cool opportunity for the kids. I love that.
Yes. And they get to learn all different things about the play, too. It's not just about the acting part. It's about what is stage design and what goes into that. What about props? What about writing the script? What do I need to think about when I'm writing the script and researching different topics? So it's a really well-rounded program that's being led by one of our employees who majored in acting in college, so has great experience with that. Another fun week is called Hidden Gems. Our director of Out of School Time is very passionate about rocks, and she is going to take them on a field trip to Lafarge Fossil Park, which is in Alpena, Michigan. And that's going to be really exciting for the kids, just to be out in nature, learn a little bit more, understand rocks and fossils and what you can find here in Michigan when you're searching around. We know that a lot of us that go on vacation to different beaches, we're always on the hunt for Petoskey stones, right?
Sure.
Well, there's so many different stones and so many different things that they can explore. So that week's going to be really fun.
I have to interrupt real quick, though, because we do need to make this happen. We need The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, to come with The Rock to go to Lafarge and Alpena to look for rocks. Like, I just feel like we're going to have to start a national social media campaign of recruit The Rock to join us for rocks. So I'm going to take that on personally for you because I think it'll be the greatest day ever. But I need a trifecta.
Yeah. Have him come to our annual dinner in 2026. That would be pretty cool.
We need The Rock at The Rock. Yes. Like, let's do this.
Oh, yes. I love that. So thinking about field trips, though, every single week for summer camp, every Wednesday, we go on a field trip. We are fortunate enough to have our own transportation to make that happen. Some foundations here locally in Midland purchased a van for us, so we are able to transport our students around the beautiful state of Michigan. And another highlight I want to share with all of our listeners is swim days. So every Tuesday and Thursday, Delta opens up their pool for our kids. And yes, there is a free day where they get to swim and, you know, play games in the pool and do what they like. But one of the days is dedicated to swim lessons. So Delta, their aquatics team, provides those swim lessons to our students. And I think that's so important when we live here in Michigan, especially with Bay City State Park. It's beautiful. They've been doing such great work there, right? And it's so important for our kids to know how to swim. And so that's a great benefit to all of our summer camps is that you get that lesson as well.
I think that is spot on. We talk about it all the time. There's no place you can be in the state where you're not at the most 85 miles away from a Great Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's like 4 minutes, no matter where you are in the state, to get to a lake. We're surrounded by water. We are the Great Lakes Bay region.
Yes.
Kids knowing to swim, it's important for recreation, but it's truly a survival skill. And I think it's great that you guys can partner with Delta for that. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
So the other questions I have here before we wrap up. Number one, just in general, people are hearing about The Rock, and we probably have some folks that this is the first time they're hearing about it.
Yeah.
How can they get engaged with your organization? What kind of help do you need year-round? Is it financial? Is it volunteers? How can folks really get engaged with your organization?
I would say financial help is always a number one. We want to provide as many scholarships and opportunities to kids so they can attend our program barrier-free. And having people step up and sponsor a student for the school year, sponsor a student for a summer camp, you know, that's really how you can make a direct impact in a kid's life. Their donation goes directly to the kid so they can participate. Volunteering, though, is also incredibly important because we love bringing in a different adults because we know with developmental assets, which that could be a whole another session talking about that, right? But it is so important to have a positive role model in your life that is an adult that's not in your direct family. So when people come into our out-of-school time program and do fun activities with the kids, and by fun activities, I mean whatever your passion is. We've had people come in and do a yoga class. We've had people come in and just do board games with the kids or crochet. So whatever you have a passion in, the kids are really interested in learning about it. They might try it and decide, yeah, that's not for me. But they might try it and be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know I could do this. And I really love this thing. Right. And adults coming into our program and doing those programs, that really makes such a wonderful impact to our kids. And so I'd highly encourage if anyone is interested in it to reach out to us directly. Through the website, you can do that through the website. We will connect with you, talk to you a little bit more, figure out what you want to do and how it would work. But usually everything can happen, right? We are a yes organization. So if you have some idea, we can make it work.
I love it. We're going to grab Art and Jonathan Dent in the group, and we're going to come do a broadcasting class over the summer. We're going to have fun.
Yes.
We're going to put kids on a microphone and let them hear their voice.
Okay.
We're going to volunteer. Jonathan Dent's going to lead that program. Very excited that he's taking this on. He has been voluntold, so this is great.
All right.
Tara, great having you today.
Thank you.
Always great seeing the work that you're doing, and good luck on what's going to be another outstanding summer for The Rock.
Thank you very much.